Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, February 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Ivory Coast, where instability has forced the United Nations to back an arms embargo. Rebel forces welcomed the move, while the government was less enthusiastic. Evangelical Baptist Missions Jim Burdick says the fighting forced their Ivory Coast team to move to other countries. That leaves an urgent prayer need.
The work that had gone on there, and missions work, of course, is in much upheaval because the embassies have asked the foreigners to leave the country. But pray for the nationals. We don't know what this means for the future of the church in Ivory Coast.
Next, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is dedicating today as a day of prayer and fasting for the Achenese. Over 229,000 people in Aceh, Indonesia are dead or missing as a result of the quake and tsunami. Many believe these natural disasters are a punishment. The IMB asked believers to pray that not only would their physical needs be met, but that they would hear the truth about Jesus presented in a culturally sensitive and appropriate way. Teams are distributing over $1 million in aid throughout the region. And Buckner Orphan Care International has launched this year's Shoes for Orphan Souls program. They plan on collecting thousands of shoes and socks to be delivered to needy children in 6 countries around the world. Buckner invites you to go with them on a short-term missions trip to help give not only the shoes, but also the love of Christ. Buckner's Tiffany Taylor.
That's an important part of our ministry, is that when we tell people we're collecting these shoes, we're going to make sure they get on the children by taking people on mission trips to put them on the children's feet and tell them the gospel personally.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD Revolution is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those affected by war, persecution, or natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.